Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. In honor of International Women's Day on March 8th, I thought I'd investigate ways to talk about the older women in our lives. Now, if you were paying attention to words for older men, you know, there's always a pop quiz when you're not expecting it. The first part will be easy, since the same terminology is used for older women and older men. So, for example, say your business meeting has just ended and you head out to the bus stop.
Выхожу, вижу, стоит интересная женщина, правда, в летах.
I go out and see an attractive woman standing there, although she is, to be honest, getting on in years.
В летах, in years, is a very pleasant and proper way of describing the older generation.
Although, if this speaker is about 18 years old, his idea of getting on in years might be age 32. Be that as it may, пожилая женщина, an older woman,
женщина в преклонном возрасте, a woman in her later years, or дама в почтенных летах,
a lady of advanced years, are all very polite ways to describe an older woman. A very old woman is старуха, the mate, we hope, of старик, old man. As far as I can tell, many decades ago, this word used to be neutral, but now it is rather crude. Much nicer is старушка, but even then, use with care.
Гуляют в парке старики и старушки.
Old men and women take strolls in the park is something you might say to your friend, but maybe not in the presence of the person you consider старушка. And never use the word to describe a young woman.
Лет ей еще не было так много, чтобы глядели, как на старуху, но набрякшие щеки, хилые губки, морщины, все было старужиче.
She wasn't yet old enough for people to consider her an old lady, but her puffy cheeks, thin lips, and wrinkles were all old womanish. The diminutive старишонка, old dear, is also just a little bit tricky. In some cases, it's rather affectionate.
На длинной скамье сидели нарядные бабы и старушонки.
Women and old ladies in their finery were sitting on a long bench. But there can be a bit of condescension or pity in the attitude of the speaker with this word, too.
Кто-то потрогал меня за плечо. Я посмотрел. Какая-то несчастная старушонка глядела на меня, морщась от жалостных слез.
Someone touched my shoulder. I looked and saw a rather pathetic old dear watching me. Her face screwed up with pitiful tears. Another word for a very old woman is старушенция. It has the sense of being truly ancient, with a slightly negative connotation, most of the time.
Старушенция, дед расхохотался. Не вздумай в глаза ей сказать старушенция.
A relic, Grandpa hooted with laughter. Better not call her a relic to her face. Then there is бабка and her best friends.
Бабушка, бабуся, бабуня, бабулька.
One of the meanings of бабка is a grandmother, and you can safely use any of these words when addressing or talking about your actual granny. But these days, do not use them to describe an older woman you're not related to. A friend with some gray in her hair was telling me that as she was standing in line waiting for a clerk to wrap some cheese for her, a young woman behind her said,
Когда вы закончите обслуживать бабулю, дайте мне кусок чеддера.
When you're done serving the old lady, give me a piece of cheddar.
My friends spun around and, like the prophetess of doom, asked, «Что вы говорили?» «What did you say?» And then she unleashed on her a thorough and very loud lecture on grammar and propriety. The young woman learned her lesson, we hope. Having said that, you might hear it said by older folks or people who live out in the country in a way that's not offensive at all. Все бабки собрались готовили подарки для школьников. All the old gals got together and made gifts for the school kids. And you can use it, or you could hear it used, to describe a particular kind of older woman. Nasty, perhaps unkempt, perhaps odd in some way. One of my informants says she would only use the word бабка to describe a fat older woman, but other people disagreed. Всегда нас встречали у двери какие-то злобные бабки. Some mean old bats always met us at the door. Бабка also has the specific meaning of a folk healer or seer. A friend was telling us that she suspected her husband was seeing another woman. We have actually all known about the affair for years, so when she asked if she ought to consult a бабка, we said, Ситуация-то прозрачна. К бабке ходить не надо. The situation is crystal clear. You don't need a fortune teller. And finally, you might hear, but probably should not say, бабка used to describe a young woman. But always with this word, pay close attention to context, since бабки can also be slang for money. Рассказывал, что на пороге своего тридцатилетия он, как и многие, начал задуматься о смысле жизни. Баба куча, а все равно тоска. He told us that on the verge of turning 30, he, like many others, began to think about the meaning of life. I've got plenty of cash, but I'm depressed anyway. And then there are five colorful words and phrases to describe older women, one for sweet old dears and four for nasty old bats. Божий одуванчик, literally God's dandelion, is a charming but rather condescending phrase to describe an older woman who is physically and or psychologically a bit airy-fairy. Imagine a cloud of thinning hair and a distracted manner.
Какая-то старушка, божий одуванчик, сидела на скамье и смотрела в пустое пространство перед собой.
An old lady, a bit vague and moth-eaten, was sitting on a bench, staring into the middle distance. The four nasty old ladies have very colorful names. The most obscure but expressive is Старая перечница, literally an old pepper pot. An old woman who is sharp-tongued, feisty, and, well, peppery. The neighbor lady who is not shy about putting any of us in our place for minor transgressions, like letting the front door slam shut, is the local Старая перечница, grumpy old lady. There are two somewhat uncommon nasty old dames, both spelled with the letter U, which some of my language informants thought had generally unpleasant connotations in Russian. They are Grimza and Khrychovka. I've had a hard time determining how a Grimza differs from a Khrychovka. Both are defined as women с плохим характером, with miserable personalities. Perhaps Khrychovka, which is derived from the word for oinking, is louder and more boisterous, and perhaps grizma, which is derived from the word for chewing or cutting up, is more of a moaner and groaner. But in any case, both are the kind of complaining, whining, nasty, unhappy old women you hope not to become or marry.
Дочь называла мать хрычевкой. Старуха парировала удары, применяя слова, для печати не всегда пригодные.
The girl called her mother, "You old cat," but the old lady would come back with a retort, using words that were not always fit to print.
Я для нее вечный судья, какая-то старая грымза гувернантка.
To her, I'm the constant judge, like a carping old biddy governess. And last, but certainly not least, is perhaps the most aggressive of the nasty old birds, старая карга. This is probably the most commonly used phrase for a nasty piece of work these days. Sometimes you can see the future карга in a younger woman.
Молодость ее уже являла черты будущей старухи. В 25 Маргарита была карга.
Youth was already revealing the qualities of the future old lady. At age 25, Маргарита was a battle axe. Now, I personally aspire to become старая карга, the kind of old lady who scolds teenagers for tossing their empty beer bottles in snowdrifts and calls the cops on drivers whose parked cars block me in.
Wait, я уже старая карга.
I'm already an ill-tempered old shrew. That's it for this week. If you're celebrating International Women's Day, с праздником! In any case, check out our holiday special features on Monday. And while you're here, consider making a contribution to our support fund.
Спасибо! До встречи на следующей неделе! Пока!